I hear much of people's calling out to punish the guilty, but very few people are concerned to clear the innocent, said Daniel Defoe. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with a thought for today, followed by now, instant illumination. Didn't think I was going to get there, did you? Instant illumination. I hear much of people's calling out to punish the guilty, but very few are concerned to clear the innocent. And you know, this is all too true. I was a newspaper publisher and editor and photojournalist for almost 30, 40 years, and thoroughly enjoyed it. However, people would oftentimes call me and say, Herb, you made a mistake. You said I lived at 1218 North 4th Street, but I live at 1214 North 4th Street. And I said, okay, I'll put a correction in the paper next week. And then one man called up one time. He said, boy, are you giving me a black eye? And I said, well, what did I do? He said, well, you wrote in the newspaper that I was out in my car with another woman besides my wife named Mary Jones, and we were stopped by the police for being drunk and driving, and so we were all taken in. My wife was very upset about it, and I said, well, what is it you'd like me to do? Well, it was not Mary Jones, it was Mary Brown, and I'd like you to correct the name. And I said, you want me to run a story which is negative about you in the newspaper a second time so that people who missed it the first time have a chance to see it the second time? Oh, no. Yeah. But you see, how many newspapers run stories about the hundreds of people who are cleared of crimes that they were put in prison by? That they were lookalikes or whatever circumstances may have been, but they didn't do it. And did they get the same amount of publicity to about their being innocent people? And no, they don't do that. Now, why is it that the people don't call for that, that the innocent people don't ask the newspapers to do that? Because the newspapers will rehash the entire story and put it all in like it's fresh meat all over again, and then at the end they'll say he was found innocent, you know. And so, but meanwhile, people who hadn't seen the story will read the story or be updated on the story, and then they may never get to the end that said he was innocent. It might have said in the first paragraph, too, John was found innocent of this crime, blah, 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 you know. And if people read the crime, they say, wow, John, I didn't know you did that. I didn't. The article said I didn't. But it said that you'd been found guilty of it. Yes, I was first. But then they found the person who did it. Oh! And you see, it makes it three times more worse. Three times more difficult for people to do that. But it is true. The Count of Monte Cristo was a doctor. And not the Count. His father was a doctor. And his father was put in prison because the people in government at the time had something against him. They didn't like what he was doing. He was perhaps not taking care of their people the way they wanted him to, you know. And if you realize, that was a doctor back in the 1700s, perhaps. And what was going on in the 1700s for doctors? What did we read about doctors in the article that we read the other day? We read that in 1903, doctors did not have a doctor's certificate from a medical school, or from a hospital or from practice. They went to some sort of a clinic and they took the courses there, which were not approved by the federal government or approved by the state or anybody else, and in fact they were shown to be less than desirable. And they got their training, but they just called themselves a doctor. And they really weren't a doctor. They were to the people who they dealt with. And so Can you imagine back in the days of the Count of Monte Cristo and his father being a doctor? Where did he get his wherewithal and persistency? Well, he had a thing about doctoring. He had an inner sensitivity about doctoring. And so he went out and doctored. And Hippocrates, you can be sure that in the days of Hippocrates, B.C., that there were great medical schools. And what is it that the doctors did? They were perhaps the witches. They were perhaps the wizards, the people who had an intuitive awareness of medicine, of herbs and drugs and things like that. And they learned from each other that these things do that and that thing does that. But how much? How much strychnine should you give to a patient to kill the poison without killing him? That's a big deal. That's a very, very sensitive and a very caring thing. You know, how much do you give? And what do you do about it? Now, this is something that a lot of us don't give much thought to. And we should give a little thought to it, because what it is where are we in doing what we're doing? Where are we in thinking what we're thinking? You hear much about people wanting to punish the guilty, but very little about them wanting to free the innocent. Now, doctors in the early days acted on intuition, and they healed many people. And Olga Worrell, and she was sent over to her neighbor's home by her mother and said, go speak to them and put your hand on their forehead, you know, and tell them that they're holding well. She did, and they were healed, you know. Who knew what that technique was she was using? What doctor school did she go to? What medical school did she go to? Where did she get her certificate, you know? Well, she never did. But she was a spiritual healer. And she worked in that field, and that was allowed. And that's the field that we work in, too. The field of spiritual healing, healing relative to our religious and our philosophical background. So, but very few are concerned to clear the innocent. I say to you that everyone is guilty. Everyone is guilty of not telling the truth. Everyone is guilty of saying falsehoods. Everyone is guilty of saying, I don't feel good. I'm sick. I got a cold. Everyone is guilty of saying, his cancer, his pneumonia, his problem, you know, his poverty, you know. As long as people say that, then that's what it is. Now, how can we clear those innocent people from those remarks of saying his illness, his cancer, his poverty? How could we clear them?
By saying the truth about them.
No. How do we clear another's experience? We clear it in ourselves. We clear it in ourselves. And we speak to ourselves about it. We say, I am whole and perfect. I am wealthy. I am healthy. Then, no matter who we look at, what will be their condition?
Whole and perfect. They are whole and perfect.
Every person we look at will reflect back to us exactly what we are and what we believe about ourselves. And that's very wonderful. Now, are you ready to change your mind about other people? Are you ready to change your mind when you look at a person who is being mean and hateful, who is driving poorly, who is poor, who is sick? Are you willing to change your mind and see them whole and perfect? Because if you see them sick, then you are sick. If you see them whole and perfect, you are whole and perfect, because you only see what you are. Now, you're not making them whole and perfect. You are being aware of who you are, and you are whole and perfect, and you are living in that. You see, this is how we free the innocent. And you think, well, that's a different approach. And it is. It's a different approach. Ellen, have you ever seen anyone, and don't answer me, have you ever seen anyone do some naughty things? Have you ever seen someone hurt another person? Have you ever seen someone steal? Have you ever seen someone lie and cheat and do all these things? Have you ever seen someone tell the truth about somebody? Have you ever seen someone smile to another person? Have you ever seen someone be loving and gentle and caring? No. We've mentioned about 20 things there. No. How many of these things have you seen? The first 10 or the second 10? How many did you see? Did you see the positive, joyful, wonderful things about people? Or did you see the limiting, miserable things about people? Well, if you saw the limiting, miserable things about people, then that's who you are. That's just who you are. And how do you free the innocent? How do you free whoever it is that you have said is guilty of something? How do you do that? Well, you go for them, and you take charge of whatever is happening, and you see it done now, that you are whole and perfect, that you are wonderful, that you are beautiful, that you are dynamic, that you are powerful, and in every way, you are the fulfillment of whatever it is that you have in your heart. You see, we want to go out and free the innocent, because that sounds like a very noble thing to do. Well, we can never free the innocent as long as we see them guilty. And we see them guilty if we are guilty. Have you ever done anything that is less than perfect? No. Affirm that, know that, claim that, it is so. But I know you've done some things like that. Hey, you don't know anything. You go around, we go around speaking the truth about ourselves, and that's all people know about us. That's all people know about us, you understand? Mm-hmm. If we go before a group of people and we say, I am an expert in the field of whatever, they believe you mm-hmm. until you open your mouth. Mm-hmm. And when you open your mouth, then they know that you're an expert. Because you only speak in the area of expertise that you have. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful. You see, you want to clear the innocent, and you clear the innocent by speaking the truth about yourself, and then there is nothing to clear. It's very beautiful. We live in a wonderful world. We do beautiful things. I hear much of people's calling out to punish the guilty, but very few spend time to clear the innocent. And it's clearing the innocent that will bring peace on earth, which already exists in my experience. Clearing the innocent brings health, harmony, right action, truth, wholeness, joy, and all that is good and beautiful. Because that's where my attention is, and that's where your attention is, and that's all that matters. Have a lovely day, and know that I'm in your heart more than you'll ever know, because I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.